Hello everyone, this is Deepika and I'm here with a new episode of the Magic Within podcast, talking about spirituality, connections, love and life, plus some manifestation magic with you all. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. So I was just wondering that why do people who have been in a long-term relationship, they just lose that spark or they lose that love all of a sudden. And it happens mostly with one of them first and then the other person follows suit. So I you know what picture came into my mind was that if a connection is like a plant, like a seedling, and one person plays the role of the soil that is giving all the nourishment, that is giving all the support, that is giving all the nutrients to the seedling to grow and come out of the earth and turn into this beautiful plant, the role of the other person is like everything external to the soil, that is sunlight or oxygen or rain. So what I felt is, if the person who is playing the part of the soil has used all the nourishment, it has used all the nutrients and gave all that was good in them to the growth of the plant, to the growth of the connection, without getting any input or without getting much support from the external as well, the plant's growth will get stunted, that is the connection's growth will get stunted. It will become stagnant. It will become more of one kind, one-sided love. And the person who has been giving all the nourishment to it, they will dry up. Their container of energy, positivity, nourishment, love will dry up eventually because they have given it all without anyone's support. And the plant has gone to this much height or this much growth because of them only. And it is on the other person now to take control if they really want to, save the connection. And I totally get it when the other person is not ready to give up on the connection as well, because, the external factor in the connection, the other person in the connection who has not been giving a lot to the connection but still seeing it grow, still seeing it support them, still seeing the beauty of it, are just they've got used to that beauty. They have been basking in the glory, they have been basking in the warmth of the connection without giving much of their attention or their energy to it. So that's the reason they don't want to let it go as well. But they don't understand that to sustain something, the connection needs to be mutual. The energy exchange needs to be mutual so that everyone grows, everyone feels nourished. And it really struck a chord with me that this is what is happening. People are staying in connections that are loveless because the person who was really a giver is now barren, undernourished, numb, and the person who has been seeing the glory and who has been just witnessing the beauty of the connection got so used to it that they really want it again. And they are pushing the other person to give it more, to make them see that more, but they don't understand that they are the one who needs to take charge of it. So I don't know if you are someone who is hearing this, needs to know this, or someone whom you know is going through something like that, needs to know this, that it is like, it's just like the theory that I came up with. I think I make a lot of sense here, and I really feel that this is what is happening with a lot of people, and this is how a course correction in a beautiful loving connection should go. You know, they should do this. That's how the course correction needs to be made. So that's it from my side. I hope what I shared makes sense with you all. And if you think this resonates with you, don't forget to drop by on my Instagram and let me know your views about it. Thank you.